Good morning once again. Last week I was supposed to bring you our lesson on the power of the month, but I didn't get a chance to because we had our update from our board members. So I thought about this and I said, well, I'm going to squeeze it in because I want to talk about zeal. I want that inner flame that burns brightly within all of us to shine itself out. You know, we're like magnets. We draw to us those who are seeking the light, and we are the light of the world. Do you believe that? Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We are the light of the world. Zeal is represented by the disciple. Can anybody name the disciple perchance? All right, Simon. Simon the Canaanite. The location for the power of zeal, and this is all according to Charles Fillmore from his 12 Powers book. The location is the back of the head, and the color, of course, orange. I have this affirmation, and I've been saying it in preparation to give this message today. And the affirmation is, I enthusiastically accept my good and go forward to achieve my purpose. That's what we're here for, isn't it? That's what we're here for, to accept our good, to be aware of our good, to come into an awareness that we have within us that power. And you know, if we throw zeal into the scenario, that means we're going forth in passion. We're compassionate about what it is that we want to express to the universe. Understanding and wisdom go right along hand in hand to temper zeal. And sometimes we get too enthusiastic, don't we? I know you've witnessed me up here. Sometimes I get so enthusiastic and so passionate about what I want to give you that I forget part of where I am in my talk. I'm sure you can think of instances where you might have had to say, whoa, let's calm down a little bit. Zeal, I read from a Dee Ann Morrissey. She wrote an article on zeal, and in it she said we have warning signs in human existence. And I didn't realize this. She says sometimes our energy is low, and things don't interest us. And she says it could be an early warning sign that you need to refresh your soul, to stir up something within that gives you that zest, that zeal, to keep moving forward. So, my thing to you, this power of zeal is to begin to do an assessment. Reevaluate how you're showing up. Are you showing up with passion, desire? Are you showing up with love, with the power that God has instilled within us? Then if you are you full of the zeal that I'm talking about this morning? And if not, come to some of the classes and the activities that we do. You know, the facilitators, we don't do it just to do it. We do it so that we can come together and stir up that enthusiasm within us. I love what the Revealing Word says about zeal. It says, intensity, enthusiasm, the inward, and I love this part, the inward fire of the soul that urges us forward, regardless of the intellectual mind of caution. So in other words, regardless of what the appearances are up here, or what people are telling you. People ever tell you what you can't do? And you're full of passion to want to do that? Do it. Do it. Stir up your power and zeal. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, wrote, "Zeal is a mighty force that incites the winds, the storms. It urges the planets on its course and spurs the ant, little bitty ant, to great exertion." Yeah. To be without zeal is to be without a zest for living. Zeal and enthusiasm excite, incite glorious achievement. Yeah. Zeal is the impulse to go forward, the urge behind all things. So stir up your power of zeal. Find what you're interested in. Find what makes you want to jump up in the mornings. I know I have a challenge in the mornings now because the air is so cool and it's blowing in my window and I'm laying there. But then I think, life. Guess what I get to do today? And I don't jump up, but I do get up out of bed. Find what, as we say in modern day terms, find what turns you on. And then do it with the zest that Spirit has placed within you. So that's my spiel on zeal. Go forth. We're studying these 12 powers, one a month. And zeal is like fire. But don't forget to balance it with wisdom. With wisdom. Because that fire can be useful or it can burn and destroy. Yes. So this morning's lesson is really loosen up. God's got you. You know, I found that I was going through a period when I was tense and uptight and holding everything in. And then I thought, loosen up. You talk about the Spirit of God within. You talk about that energy moving throughout the universe. And guess what? It's in you. I have a story to tell you this morning. This story is about, I'll just pull a name out of the air, Tasha. And Tasha signed up for a yoga class. Anybody do yoga? Tasha signed up for a yoga class. She wanted to center herself spiritually. So she arrived at this class. She had on brand new yoga pants. She was determined that she was going to dress to impress. And so the instructor began and she said, "Breathe and trust the process." Well, Tasha was thinking, well, that's easy for him to say. Mm-hmm. Halfway through the downward dog, her pants made a suspicious rip. And she froze. And everyone kept stretching, but she panicked. Should I bolt? Cry, pretend it was thunder in case someone heard it. Then she heard laughter and she realized that it was herself laughing. So she stayed and finished the class hoping no one noticed. Or did they? And then she said, well, I don't care. So later on, she was sipping on a smoothie and she thought, I was so worried about appearances, I forgot God's got me. Even when things split wide open. So from then on, of course, she wore looser pants and had a looser attitude. Because trusting God means you're knowing that you're held together by grace and not by spandex. So, the moral in this story this morning is laugh, brave, trust. Know that God's got you even when you stretch beyond your comfort zone. You know, that's the power in truly knowing that the presence of God, that presence and that power is moving in and through you always, and that you're being held. You can loosen up and follow your inner guidance. God is the very essence of life, intelligent, loving presence that what? It flows in and through us. It's not stagnant. It's moving. It's all around us. It's that zeal we talked about this morning. It stirs us up and spurs us into action. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, he tells us that we are the inlet and the outlet of divine mind. And when we harmonize our thoughts with this principle, we begin to loosen the bonds of limitation. Yeah, loosen up. You have that spirit within you. Charles Fillmore also reminds us to surrender to that spirit is not weakness. It's not weakness. It's alignment. It's spiritual alignment. It's aligning yourself with the Christ idea. The Christ in you is your sustaining power. The Christ in you is available always because it is you. The Christ in you is your power to let go of that grip on things. There's a story about a hiker had went up the mountain and he looked over and all of a sudden his foot slipped and he slipped down the mountain, but there was a branch and he grabbed onto the branch. And the branch stopped his fall momentarily. And so then, as we always do, he began to say, "Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me." And he kept saying, and I guess he went on for about a half hour, begging and beseeching. And suddenly a booming voice said, "Let go of the branch. I got you." Sometimes we hold on too tight, don't we? Do you have experiences in your life that as you sit here, you think about you're holding on so tight, you're not giving spirit within you an opportunity to move and work and plant ideas within you? Sometimes we just have to loosen up and let go. Take some time to sit with it and know that the presence and the power is within you. What is it we say every Sunday? Omnipotent, omniscience, all the power there is. There's another story I want to tell you, and this is about John. And John's umbrella broke in a downpour of like yesterday. Anybody caught in that yesterday? John's umbrella broke in a downpour. And he was on the way to a job interview. And he was soaked and discouraged, and he considered not going, to turn back. Yeah. But then he thought, this is my last shot. I've gone through months of rejection. My rent's overdue. I have other bills to pay. And his faith, once that was bright, brilliant, and vibrant, began to flicker like a candle in the wind. You ever have that happen to you? Where you think for just a moment, well, maybe this is not going to work out. Well, John said, okay. He stopped. He was drenched anyway. And he said, Father, I trust thee. I trust thee. And all of a sudden, a stranger appeared. And the stranger had a steady umbrella, one of those great big ones, and he told him, hey, come walk under this umbrella with me. There's enough room for both of us. And he said, what's happening with you anyway? You look a little sad today. And so John told him his story. And the stranger said, you know what? Sometimes storms aren't there to punish us. Storms sometimes are there to prepare us to rest and trust the process, to rest and trust in the spirit within, to rest and trust in that divine energy that moves stars and the moon and the earth itself. And even broken umbrellas have purpose. They remind us that we're not meant to weather the storm alone. We always have an anchor in the midst of a storm. So when they reached the building, he turned and John turned and turned to thank the stranger, but the stranger was gone, and he looked around and he said, well, where'd he go? Later, he realized that the stranger wasn't just a stranger. It was a reminder that when we loosen up, when we know God's got us, grace shows up even in the rain. What are you dealing with today? Psalms 55 and 22 tells us, cast your burden upon the Lord, he will sustain you. Now the Lord is what? That's that energy within you. That's that activity, that Christ, that spiritual I am that is within you. Yes. So for me, that's turning within and listening to that still, well, it's a booming voice for me within. Yes. When we surrender and trust, that is when we know we can loosen up, that God's got us, that the power and the presence in us, that's when we unlock our full potential and we tap into the source of our being. So what do you do when times get rough? When times get tough and challenging? I want you to think of this lesson. I want you to stop, take a deep breath. I just had the training prayer chaplains yesterday. I want you to stop And as we teach them, take a deep breath and feel that breath running from the top of your head down into your heart. Mm-hmm. That's where your power is stirring up. Remember that even when your path seems rough, even when challenges seem insurmountable, loosen up, turn within. Know that there's an energy within you, there's a force within you, there's a power within you that is always there. Jesus Christ said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of," I always say time, because this is our current time, and we move through this like we move through the seasons. This too, whatever it is that's happening right now, this too shall pass. So don't hold on tight. Don't go into that woe is me. Know that God's got you. And just like the gentleman and the girl with the yoga pants, you will move through your experiences, because that spirit is deep within you. So let's take some time. Let's take some time, and we're going to affirm the Lord's Prayer, because it gives us the groundwork, the foundation to go into a meditative state. And then we'll do a meditation. So let's affirm together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So take a moment. I want you to just take a few deep breaths. Give yourself permission to relax a moment, to loosen up, to be still and know, as the psalmist taught us. Take that deep breath, not just for your body, but for your mind, for your soul. As you breathe in, hold it a moment, and then exhale. Breathing in and exhaling into the invisible arms of presence. Gentle, constant, all-knowing. There is that within you that is all that. Breathe in, and if any need is arising within you to control this moment, let go. Let go of pressure, let go of time, let go of expectations. The wisdom of God lights your path like the morning sun, steady and sure. And with each step, know you are being held. With each step, know the presence and the power surrounds you, nurturing. And feel that energy of spirit flowing through you quietly, faithfully, lifting you without strain. And knowing that in this moment all is well. Take a few moments breathing gently, feeling the activity of spirit moving in you right here, right now, touching what needs to be touched, returning to a state of wholeness, what might seem out of order. And just bask in the sun a moment in the quiet. In this moment, all is well. In this moment, I am in the eternal flow of love. In this moment, I am guided by truth deeper than the words that are said. And in that truth, I loosen up knowing God's got me. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that we know we can turn within. We know that your presence is with us always. We know we can move through this experience called human existence. Knowing that every experience contains a lesson that is rich and that is alive with your energy. So for this and for all things, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And we know right here, right now, and so it is. We claim it. Amen. Our affirmation this morning is on your insert. And I want you to affirm this with me. And the affirmation is, I release the past and walk boldly into divine possibilities. Let's affirm that together. I release the past and walk boldly into divine possibilities. Feel the energy of those words. Believe them. Know them. And I want you to think of someone, just visualize them standing or sitting right here with us. Someone who may need to know this, that they can easily release the past. Bring them up in mind. And let's affirm this for them using you. You release the past and walk boldly into divine possibilities. And as a sense of community and letting it spread out into the universe, uplifting everyone whom we meet. Let's affirm this using we. We release the past and walk boldly into divine possibilities. And that is true for me. Is that true for you? Yes. Bless you. As we watch our movie.